four or five hands made a bundle. And that was a bundle, so many bundles of fodder. You know, I told you about giving them 12 ears of corn, a bundle of fodder for each mule. Well, that was a bundle. They liked that stock, like that fodder. They'd eat it. It was merely cured corn leaves off the corn.
You mentioned having barrels of molasses. Did you keep anything in smaller barrels? Well, for example, how would you keep nails? How would you buy nails?
Nails?
Yes.
Well, of course, nails came in kegs. We never did. He'd just buy a few pounds of nails. Never bought a keg. Never had that much use for that many of that same. See, they're all the same size in the keg.
And then, speaking of a molasses barrel, how did you get the molasses out?
Had a bung, a wooden. You had a wooden faucet. See, they made molasses so malay. We had a molasses mill. See, where the cane was ground, and it was with a mule. You know, round and round. Somebody had to drive that mule in a circle, and they fed the cane into between the two big steel rollers, and the juice ran off into a barrel, and then when the juice was in, put in the pan, a big copper pan. I reckon it was 4 feet wide and maybe 8 feet long, and you built a fire under there, and that had to be an expert to know just when to turn the molasses out of that pan. If you panned it, if you let it out too soon, it was sour. If you let it in too late, it would turn to sugar. So it had to come out just as, and we had an old nigger who was an expert on it. He would skim it, you know, and watch it and taste it. All right, here's ready. Let her pour out. And we used to take cold biscuit to the mill and eat that hot molasses with cold biscuit. We thought that was good.
How did you get rid of the smoke?
It had a, at the end, you see, it was built up with brick, you know. The pan was on top of that and it was stacked on the other end. Went a little, just a crude. The smoke went out the stack, and you fired it with just wood. Just keep throwing wood under there, and it would boil and simmer and foam, and it had to keep it skimmed. It had a skimmer that would skim the foam off, you know. And this old nigger he'd watch it very closely. And as I say, if you overcooked it, it would turn to sugar. And if you undercooked it, it was sour, so it had to be just exactly right.
Where did you get the barrels, and how were they made?
They were just wooden barrels. You don't know where you got those barrels from. I imagine those barrels formerly had vinegar in them. They were wooden barrels. And it was, put a big funnel in the top and poured it in those barrels. And then the barrels were kept in the smokehouse of molasses and had a wooden spigot on it, you know, to let the molasses out at the bottom.
The barrels, how were they made? Just the regular?
Just wooden barrels.
Stays?
Mm-hmm, stays. Now, I had two kinds of molasses, sorghum and ribbon cane. That sorghum molasses, when it was fresh, it was pretty good. But that's the niggers used the sorghum, and there wasn't much ribbon cane. You know, that blue ribbon cane, that was very fine molasses. I still like it.
What does that grow around?
Yeah. Ribbon cane, he called it. Sugar cane. Same cane's grown around Louisiana.
Different ways of stopping up bottles, but
cobs.
Cobs,
Yeah, boy.
Hard to come by.
Cork was hard to come by, and cobs were so handy and so plentiful. You just, you use a cob.
Do you have anything that would stop anything up with glass?
Glass?
Yes. Glass.
Well, we had ground glass vinegar cruets, for instance, and things like that. I still got some of the old vinegar cruets. I've got three there right now. The vinegar cruets always had a ground glass stopper.
In different sacks, do you remember the kinds of sacks and bags?
Well, the bags were made out of Ozenberg. We made them. Buy so much Ozenberg. Cotton sacks, for instance. Didn't they pick cotton in? They made them. Right down the place, buy Ozenberg and make these sacks with a big strap.